about you. There is a fire that consumes me. There is a power that is driving me. There is something that I cannot resist. It is greater than me. It is higher than me. We are looking for men and women of this generation. We are looking for young men like you. We are looking for young women like you. We are looking for pastors and evangelists and deaconesses and deacons and prophets and all those who are self-acclaimed apostles and right reverend and bishops and apostles that are all around the place, who will demonstrate genuine passion for God, that we will be able to see that of a truth, that zeal for God has eaten them up. When David was speaking here, David spoke in clear words, and I really need you to look at what David said, because it will help us. It will help us. David was very, very careful to lay before us how that affected him. It was not easy. He said, "Oh Lord God, you know my foolishness." He said, what people call folly. Now, what is wisdom to the people of this world? Wisdom is when you are able to deal according to their own standard. They say you are a wise person. But when you are not able to deal, I cannot forget when I was in the Lord many years ago, we have a prayer group. We usually meet at a prayer ground called Zion. In the University of Ilorin, there is a prayer ground called Zion. It's just a bare place. People gather there to pray. So we have a prayer team that some of us, we pray together. Brother Solomon, myself, one brother Jeremiah, and some. We pray and seek the face of God. And then we were praying for a particular one of us that have graduated. He left the rest of us. He went to serve. He came back. He doesn't have a job, so he kept coming. You know that kind of a thing. He loved the prayer team. He kept coming. He has zeal for that. So he kept coming, and we were praying for him that this brother will find a job. One day, I cannot forget, as we were praying, the Spirit of the Lord told me that he had already given this young man a job. God said he has given him a job. Gentlemen and ladies, I want you to pay very careful attention at this time, please. Now, God told me I have given him a job. And then I told him, he said the job is not coming. And we prayed. Do you know that this brother tried, he waited. When God said I'll give him a job, a year passed by. We went for that. In those days, we still usually had some strike. You know, University of Ilorin is one of university in Nigeria right now who doesn't have strikes at all. They don't have that. That was not true in those days. So there was long strike. Everybody went away. We came back. We still met this brother. He's still jobless. Brother, kilo de olodun ti fun yin se. God said he has given you a job, but the job is not coming. And then God sometimes does that to test our zeal for him. God wants to tell you, don't go to the next class. If you read today's devotional, you do not go to the next class if you don't pass where you are. Nobody advances in life until you are proving yourself correct and worthy of where you are. You are not ready for the next level. And sometimes we rob ourselves of what God has in store for us because we fail in where he has placed us. If God has placed you in this church and you fail him while you are here, he may not commit what he wants to commit into your hand. He may not commit it to you. If God has placed you in that office where you are a nurse, where you are a clerk, where you are a director, where you are maybe the human resources manager, or where you are maybe a cook, or maybe you are a clerk, a clerical staff, whatever you are doing, God has positioned you there to test your zeal for him and see whether you are ready for the next level. So, brother, this, I don't want to mention his name, but this brother came back with us after a long break, and he was still jobless. And then we entered into fasting and prayer, crying to God, "God, you must give this brother a job." And then he told us he had an interview. He did not even announce to us where the interview was. We didn't know that he was ashamed to tell us what company he applied to and was calling for interview. So, and we were happy that he had an interview. And we prayed, God, grant him job. Grant him job. Grant him job. Grant him favor. Grant him favor. When you are praying for God to grant people favor where they are going, you better ask them, where are you going? But do you know, even if God did not grant him that favor, the devil granted him. To test your zeal, God can open some doors before you that is not his doors. To test who you are, God can give you some blessings that you don't necessarily need, some money, some good money that you don't need. God can bless you with miracles that you are not even ripe for. When the people of Israel were passing through the wilderness, God fed them with manna. They don't need that manna. They have never seen it. Their fathers have never eaten that manna. It was easy for God to even command the ravens to go and bring the bread they are used to. It was easy. It was easy for God to make even, you know, guguru is from corn. It is easy for God not just to make corn to spring in the wilderness. It was easy for God to make those corns to spring and become guguru. Popcorn. God could make popcorn to bubble up from the ears of corn for them to eat. That's God. God can do anything, but God did not do anything familiar. God decided to do something to test them. And God told them, he said, I gave you manna, which you do not know and which your fathers don't know, in order to test you and see what is in you. Because God made sure that those manna were only good for the day. And some of them were still holding it. And whereas they were holding it, they forgot that sufficient for them was the provision of each day. Because by the time they wake up every morning, those manna were maggots in their pocket. Some of them, they put it in their pot. If you put God's manna in your pot, the following day you will cook maggot. The same pot you have to put the manna, you have corrupted it with maggot because you have unguarded zeal. Unguarded zeal towards yourself. Unguarded zeal informed by selfish desires. Many times our zeals are deployed in the parallel rather than in the physical, in the vertical. Our zeals are deployed for our selfish aggrandizement rather than in the favor of the Lord God of heaven that is able to do all things, that is able to bless us, that is able to settle us, that is able to make our pathway clear and clearer and shine until the perfect day. So that brother went for the interview and he got the job and he came testifying. At last, at last, at last, God has done it. And we congratulated him. And where is the job? Where is the office? We'd like to come and pray there and visit you. He said, don't worry to come pray there, but God has done it. Where is the job? They gave him a car. And then we saw that in the body of the car, tobacco company. Brother! How come? This is not the miracle we were praying for. Tobacco company was paying very well. But that is not the miracle we were praying for. How do you explain to God that you are a manager or a production manager of a company that is producing something that is destroying the life of people? I will not take that job. If that's what the only job as a Christian that you can do on earth, then God does not want you to walk. But our zeal, our passion is tested by how we interpret provision and our lack, our need. So the brother took the job in the tobacco company, And we started praying, oh God, oh God, oh God, did you open this door? Ah, oh God, if you open this door, you need to think twice. Oh, you need to close it back. Ah, how will our brother? We knew it was wrong, but the brother did not worry about it. The brother continued working. And then, only 2 months, everybody listen to me, only 2 months into his work, the miracle we were praying for showed up. Is it IARNT or something? I think it's IARNT, International Agricultural Research and Training. IIITA. No, I'm not talking of IA. I'm talking of Agricultural, International Agricultural Research and Training Institute. Yeah, it's in Ilorin. It's not in Ibadan. IITA, no one Ibadan. Oh, there is the one I'm talking to about in Ibadan too. Thank you. I remember vividly. So, they came, and that time they were paying their staffs, especially those who have degree, because they want to settle many Nigerians. They were paying in dollars. So the employment, the letter came for him that he should show up for interview. And then he brought the letter to Zion again and spread it before us. We told him, yes, this is the one we were waiting for. Not tobacco. So we prayed and we were settled that God has done it. And then he went to the company, and somebody was already waiting for him. When he marched through the door, he said, they mentioned his name and they said, Mr. Such and So, are you the one we have been waiting for you? And they told him that his employment was already ready 3 months ago. That was a month before he went to tobacco company. But he needed those 2 months or those 3 months for God to perfect his trial. He needed only three more months of marking time, 3 more months of proving his zeal for the Lord. 3 more months. There are so many of you seated here today or listening to me on the internet who, because of inability or non-readiness to wait 3 more days or 3 more hours or 3 more months to prove your passion, your zeal, your heart for God, you have jeopardized and you have lost great and veritable blessings which God has in store for you. We need the zealots for God in our generation. Where have they gone? Men who will wait regardless of pain. Men who will say, oh Lord, here am I. Whatever you want to do with me, whatever, soever you want to deal with me, deal. I am waiting. We are in want of those men. Now see, gentlemen,